You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Big news week for Amazon. First, it got sued by the District of Columbia on antitrust grounds. The lawsuit accused the company of preventing sellers on its marketplace from offering better prices elsewhere. Then, in another part of its business, Amazon announced that it was acquiring one of the world's oldest film studios, MGM, which was founded, by the way, in 1924. So even as big as Amazon is, it just keeps getting bigger, but not in one single market. Rebecca Allensworth is a law professor at Vanderbilt University. She said that makes antitrust enforcement tricky and that it reminds her of another old company.
There's this great cartoon from the Standard Oil era of an octopus that's got one tentacle in every kind of area of American life. You know, I like to think of companies, platforms like Apple and Amazon and Google as being an octopus where every tentacle is a new set of products. Amazon sells us stuff and delivers it to our house, but they also have streaming. They also have music. The list goes on and on. And the octopus phenomenon is problematic because if you're going to switch, if you're going to really exert competitive pressure on Amazon as a consumer, you've got to switch to another octopus, unless you want to re-enter your password a million times and deal with all the cognitive load of going to a million different websites. You kind of want that store for everything.
Well, I should point out here, though, that the Supreme Court did order Standard Oil to break up in 1911 for violating the Sherman Act, right?
Yeah. And the analogy, you know, I don't want to make it too tight because there's a lot of differences in the way these companies are structured. And also that was 100 years ago. So mm-hmm. We've really come a long way away from that mentality. It's being revived, but there's a lot of case law entrenched in that 100 years that will be hard to overcome.
Which is why I think in some ways now we're seeing a question about whether the law needs to evolve.
Yeah. And of course, there's two ways that the law can change, at least. You know, one of them is through the case-by-case method, through the common law, as it has since Standard Oil. Or it can change by statute. And I think that the answer is going to be some of both.
And then I guess, should we also not count out the market? Like, is there a non-regulatory solution that's a combination of consumer sentiment and, you know, possible competition?
It sure doesn't look that way. It sure is hard to imagine anybody but perhaps another one of the big tech, you know, four or five, depending on how you count, competing. I mean, Facebook toppled MySpace, and they really like to cite that as this idea that, you know, this dominance is fragile. But there hasn't been a new Facebook in 10, 15 years. It's really hard to imagine it emerging naturally out of the market.
Rebecca Allensworth is a law professor at Vanderbilt University. Maybe there is a Mothra out there to fight the Godzilla that is the American tech industry. That conversation is in the Marketplace Tech podcast. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.